SBS Radio.
This is SBS Radio.
David Tomlinson, welcome to SBS.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, your family has a very deep connection with India, especially the Sikhs and the Battle of Saragari. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, well, my father is the great-grandson of Major Charles de Vere, who was actually at the battle at the time.
And you have some original documents from the time that give you a great insight that you can share with the rest of us. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, I have a few things my father has given me. He's given me the invitation the Major got to the coronation of George V when he was a Lieutenant General, had been knighted, the original invitation to the coronation. I have a scrapbook that the Major kept when he was in Australia living in Brisbane during the early 1890s. So it's got a lot of clips and cuttings from his scrapbooks, or rather paper at the time, which is very quite interesting to see his original handwriting in those notes.
Which year was that written in?
I think it might have gone over a few years. It was when he was living in Brisbane or Queensland, when he was an adjutant out here, when it was a colony. So I think the scrapbook went over a few years, and I think it just finalised in 1891 when he left to go to India.
And the notes seem to indicate that he almost never made it to Saragari. He was sent to Australia for a specific purpose. Tell us more about that.
Yes, that's right. He was actually serving in the Indian Army in India at the time and unfortunately contracted tuberculosis, which at that time was quite a deadly disease. So he was then sent to Australia, which I assume for its climate to hopefully recover, but they didn't hold too much hope out for that. But yes, of course, he recovered and then served as an adjutant in the colonial forces for a number of years before returning to India in 1891.
And he actually got married in Brisbane after he recovered from the tuberculosis, which he wasn't really expected to have recovered from.
Yes, that's right. I think at the time it was quite a scary disease and probably had quite a high mortality rate. But yes, I think the trip down under did him well, and he regained his constitution and also, yes, married Eleanor, who was the daughter of the then Police Commissioner of Queensland.
And your great-great-grandmother. So it almost seems like destiny had clear plans for him. I don't know if you believe in destiny, David, but it just seems that he was meant to create history.
Yes, well, certainly he certainly had an affinity for India, and having lived there for many years the first time around and then back to Australia and then back to India. So certainly a well-travelled man for his days as well. But yes, obviously destiny had something quite big for him and his family in store.
So Saragari has the same reverence for the Sikh community and the Indian military, just like Gallipoli is for Australians. How much do you know about that, and how do you feel that your family has a connection to it?
Yes, it was very interesting. In fact, I knew of my ancestor, Major de Vere, a couple of years ago when Dad did a family tree, and I saw him by name, and then Dad gave me, as I said, the coronation invitation and then also a photo of him, which I have in my mantelpiece. But I wasn't really aware of the connection to the battle at the time. And I actually became aware of the battle inadvertently, having watched documentaries on it and seen it through videos. But I didn't realise that the Major was there at the time. And it wasn't until my dad wrote a book on four generations of our family when I saw the anecdote about the battle. So, funnily enough, I was aware of the Major and the battle, but I'd never connected the two until the last couple of months.
So the connection is that your great-great-grandfather, Major Charles de Vere, was the second in command of the 36th Sikh Regiment, which was in the middle of Battle of Saragari. So looking at the booklet that your father has written and the documentaries that you've seen, how significant was the role that he played?
Well, I understand he was the second in command of the 36th Sikhs. He was at Fort Gulistan on the day of the battle. Saragari was the first fort that was attacked, and then after that, the enemy moved on to Fort Gulistan, where Charles de Vere was in command with his Sikh regiment. I think it was about 166 men that he had with him, and then fought the battle there. And yeah, it was quite significant because he managed to hold them off, or the regiment held them off.
And you do have this amazing handwritten diary written by Alice Devaux, so the daughter of Major Devaux and Eleanor Devaux. That describes a child's perspective. Can you just relate or narrate any anecdote from there?
Yes, it was quite interesting to read. I only found those documents only a few days ago. And yes, it was Alice as a little girl. I guess she would have been about six at the time, having been born in Brisbane and then heading off probably when she was just a baby to go to India. So her entire life up until that time would have been spent in India. And yes, the anecdote that she wrote in her diary is just a child's perspective of the battle at the time, certainly reminiscing about how the officers and men fought. And also particularly interesting I found was her anecdotes about her nurse, Teresa McGrath, who was in the fort at the time, and she obviously had a lot of affection for her. And I found that the most interesting part, that she really spent a lot of time concentrating on how, I think she called her Tessie, her nurse, has been one of her favourite people at the time, but and the role she played during the battle.
These two ladies, Teresa McGrath and, of course, your great-great-grandmother, Eleanor Devaux, they are meant to have played a very heroic role during the Battle of Saragiri, that they looked after the wounded soldiers. Is there anything that you've read more about that?
Yes, they apparently acted very bravely during the battle, and it must have been especially so for my great-great-grandmother, who was pregnant at the time with my great-grandmother's then-to-become baby sister, Violet Samana, who was born on the day of the battle. So I would say that would be quite a stressful day, having up to 10,000 people attacking the fort whilst being in labour.
So connections obviously run deep, but then they don't finish with the Battle of Saragiri. There are more family connections with the Sikh community, with the Sikh regiment, as well as India. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, certainly my grandfather, my father's father, lived in India during the war, the Second World War, and my father was born in India as well. Well, it's now Pakistan, but it was pre-partition India. And yeah, so my father grew up there till I think about the age of five or six, and yeah, has very, very fond memories of living there.
It's quite remarkable that the family started out from Brisbane and then moved to India, and then it moved on to other continents, and now you're back here in Australia. So tell us a little bit more about that 100-year journey, as your father calls it.
Yes, it's quite interesting. Going back one more generation, his great-great-grandfather was David Seymour, who was the first police commissioner of Queensland when it was a colony. And his daughter, David Seymour's daughter, Eleanor, married Charles Devaux. So it all came together in Queensland and Brisbane at the time. And then following that, the Devaux moved to India for what we know now. But I don't think we ended back up in Australia until my parents immigrated from England via Africa and then came to live in Western Australia. So there was about a two or three generation skip before we ended up coming back here, but to the West Coast.
And David, your father is actually born in India, isn't he?
Yes. He was born during the war when my grandfather, his father, was an officer in the Gurkha Regiment fighting in the Japanese or the Eastern Theatre during the Second World War. So. Dad was born in India, literally during the war, and then when he was about five or six, he was sent off to England to boarding school.
And when he did go to the boarding school, he had a very close connection with his grandmother and actually lived with his great-grandmother, Lady Devaux, as well?
Yes, he did. So Charles died, I think, in 1911, and so she was widowed relatively young. And yes, Dad was sent to live with grandmother and his great-grandmother, so Lady Eleanor and Alice. So they effectively raised him until he was old enough to go to boarding school.
And there are some lovely anecdotes that he's written in his book. Can you recount any of those? Especially with the ladies that we're talking about who have this place in history, who were witnesses to the Battle of Saragiri.
Yes, well, he certainly speaks quite fondly of them. His parents split up when he was very, very young. I'm sure he didn't really even get to know them too well, certainly in his youth. So he certainly looked at his grandmother and his great-grandmother as his role models, and I understand from what he said and what I've read about them that they're very kind and generous and very nice people, and had interestingly witnessed quite an important time in history.
Sure. Now that you know a fair bit more about how important and significant the Battle of Saragiri is and its place in history, how do you feel as being somehow involved through your ancestors in that window of history?
Yes, it's very, very exciting. I enjoy my history and I very much enjoy military history. So when Dad's been giving me bits and bobs on the family history and it's all coming together. So in the last couple of months, I've only really just understood the significance of my family's role in it. And I'm looking forward to doing a lot more research and going through more documents and papers that Dad may have. He's giving me bits and pieces as we go along, so it's all very exciting.
Does it give you some sort of an affinity to the Indian people living in Australia, especially the Sikh community here?
Oh, very much so. I've got a few Sikh friends, and as I said, I didn't really know too much about the battle until recently, and I emailed one of our friends from where I used to work, and he was very excited about it, so I could see that the impact that, particularly on the Sikh community, that the battle's had. So I've actually been invited down to go and speak to them at their temple when the time is right. So I feel very proud that my family had a role in battle as of such significant interest to the Sikh community.
Going back to the then Major Devo, and then he went on to be knighted as well. What about the medals that he won? Do you know where they are?
I don't, I'm sorry. I heard anecdotally that my auntie in the UK may have had them, but apparently she doesn't, I'm afraid. I actually looked up on a web page and saw in, I think, 2008 that they were up for auction, but I don't know where they went after that point.
Right. So we're not sure of that. Can you just recount the memorabilia that you do have? You said to me there is a picture on your mantelpiece. What picture is it?
Yes, that's a picture of Major de Vere. Well, probably not a major at the time. That's when I think he would have been at least lieutenant general in full dress uniform. And I've got the original here at home as well. That was just a copy of it. So we've got some very nice photographs of him, studio photographs, I guess taken probably towards the end of his life when, yes, he was a full lieutenant general and perhaps post him being knighted.
And then there's this fantastic scrapbook, which, of course, we see the handwriting of Captain Devo at the start. And then there are some very interesting things that he's listed in there.
Yes, it's some interesting things. It really talks of this history of the colonies at the time, but there's some random clips in there about his winning or going in shooting competitions and even a couple of prizes. He won at a royal show, poultry show. I don't know what prize was in. He might have had the best chicken, I don't know. And also the last thing in the scrapbook was a menu from a hotel in which he had his going away party with his brother officers before he left to become second in command of the 36th Sikhs. So the last thing in there is the actual menu of his last meal in Australia.
And I think what's absolutely priceless is the diary of Alice Devo, your great-grandmother. Does this spur you on to do anything more? What do you really want to do from here on, considering that you're literally sitting on a treasure trove here?
Yes, yes. I'm very excited. As I mentioned, I love history, so I'll be quite keen to do as much research as possible and contact people in the Sikh community and maybe overseas and to see what information they may have. But yes, Alice's handwritten notes are very exciting, even though they're a bit difficult to read in places. But yes, I'll probably be doing a lot more research as best as I can.
David, it's been absolutely fascinating to speak to you, and I think it's going to be wonderful to be able to bring this amazing story of this kinship between, you know, an Australian family living here in Perth with such a deep connection, not just to India, but to the 36th Sikh Regiment, the Battle of Saragari, which is much, much revered in military history around the world. So thank you so much for sharing such a personal story with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Manpreet.
SBS Radio. Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.